This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Yashikraft, everyone, for coming out and braving the storm this morning. It's almost like Ir HaNidachas over here. But speaking about Ir HaNidachas, it's very interesting that when we look at Chumash, especially Sefer Bereishis, we tend to look at it as a storyline, narrative. But the truth is that aside from the fact that we know that the purpose of the Torah is not, it's not a storybook, it's not a narrative, and we learn out lessons from every, not only every parsha, not only every word, but every nekuda, every ois. But besides the lessons that we learn out, there's no episode, there's no even small aspect of any story that does not have halachic ramifications. And we're going to take that to a little bit of the extreme today, and we're going to look at a episode that we're all familiar with, but in a different, with a different perspective, more of a halachic perspective. We're going to look at the episode of the city of Sodom. But before we do that, we're going to take a look at Rashi in the very first pasuk in this week's parasha. Vayeru Elav Hashem Eloine Mamre. Hashem appeared to Abraham in Eloine Mamre, v'hu yoshev pesach ha'oyal, and he was sitting at the entrance of the tent. So Rashi points out that you would normally spell the word Yoshev Yud Vav Shin Vez with a Vav. And in this case, it's missing a Vav. It's spelled Yashav. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, it's quoted number 9 on your sheets, Yoshev Yashav Ksiv. Even though we pronounce it Yoshev, he was sitting, but it's written Yashav, that he sat. So what does that mean? What does it mean he sat? When you say someone sat, that means he was in a standing position, or even if he wasn't in a standing position, he wanted to stand, and the Torah is saying, no, he sat. Yashav ksiv. It's written he sat. Why? Bike shlamoid. Really?
He wanted to get up.
Yeah, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand up. No, right? You know, somebody comes in the room and says, no, right? You hold him down. Chef, sit. Bani amod. I'm going to stand. You sit. Really, Avraham Avinu wanted to stand. God said, no, sit. Why? Why did Avraham Avinu want to stand? Obviously he wants to stand because Hashem came in. But Hashem said no. And let this serve as a simen, v'ata simen l'banecha, let this serve as a sign, sha'asir ani l'hisyatzev ba'adas hadayanim v'hein yoshem. I will stand in the council of dayanim, judges. Shenemer, how do I know this? Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. God stands in the council of the dayanim. In other words, the dayanim are convening. What position are the Dayanim in? They're sitting, right? To convene a Bezdin, they need to sit. And Hashem is standing. So Avraham Avinu wanted to stand. And Hashem said, no, sit. And this will be the paradigm of what a Bezdin looks like, where the Dayanim sit and God is standing. So the question is, this is the time that Hashem chooses to be merames to a Bezdin? I mean, Avraham Avinu is in his pajamas. He's recovering from his third day of his Mila. Right? He's sitting there, he's waiting for some guests. There is no court case going on. There's no Dayanis going on. Avraham Avinu is not a Dayan. He's simply, it's Pesach, yeah? It's the third day of his Mila. And Hashem says, oh, you know, imagine, Hashem's looking at the calendar. You know, I need to teach Klal Yisrael the lesson that when Dayanim convene, they're going to sit and I'm going to stand. When should I do that? Oh, yeah, on the third day of Avraham Avinu's Mila, when he's Betzar, and the sun is there. I mean, why did Hashem pick this moment in history to teach the lesson that Dayanim sit and the Ribbono Shel Olam stands in there? Okay. Also very interesting.
Part of the mission of the Malacca.
Yeah.
Is Dayanim. Of course, they're going to destroy Sodom and then Avraham Avinu is going to...
Well, right now, the Malachim are coming to Avraham to tell him he's going to have a kid.
Well,
and also very interesting... Very interesting. The Malachim, Hashem wants to destroy the city of Sodom. Yeah? So, it's almost ironic. Hashem says, Avraham, I want to destroy Sodom. So Avraham says, oh, maybe they're 50 tzaddikim. Maybe they're 40. Maybe they're 30. Maybe they're 20. And then Hashem destroys it. In other words, it's almost as if, before Hashem destroys Sodom, he has to see, do they have anything, is there anything good to say about Sodom? Oh, there's something good about Sodom? Now I could destroy the city. As if there was nothing anybody could ever say good about Sodom. If they were completely bad, then he would never destroy them. It's like almost that Hashem was waiting to hear a good word about Sodom and then to destroy it. I mean, that's what it sounds like. All right, Hashem could have just gone into the city of the Sodom and destroyed it. Hashem knows. Hashem knows there were no tzaddikim. So what's he going through the whole charade for? It's like a charade. Hashem knew they didn't even have 10 tzaddikim. So what does he do? So if Hashem wanted, what should he have done? He should have just wiped out the city of Sodom. No. First, let's go to Avraham. Let's hear if there's one good thing to say about them. Oh, you have something nice? Oh, now let's destroy them.
That's the Sanhedrin. It's potter, yeah.
Okay, very good. Another thing to think about, and that is, how many cities were there?
Five.
Right? Five towns, right? Yeah. Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvayim, Tzayra.
Five towns.
Right? Five cities. How many?
You don't want to say Lahabu?
I didn't say anything, right? How many were burnt down?
Four.
So we would think four of them. After all, we say in Parshas Nitzavim, Kema Pecha, Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvayim. Right? Four. Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvayim. And yet, if you look in some of the psukim this week's parasha, it only mentions Sodom and Amora. Right? For instance, if you turn over your sheet, you have in number 14, Vashem Himtir al Sodom v'al Amora. God rained down on Sodom and Amora. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what about the others? Mm-hmm. What about the others? In Nitzavim, it says Sodom, Amora, Adma, Tzvayim. Four. In Vayero it says only two. And also, when it comes to turning over, look in the next verse. Vayafich es ha'arim ha'el. All of them. Right? That's kolakikar. So what was it? Or in Sefer Yirmiyah, it says kistoim in Yeshaya. Excuse me, kistoim ha'yinu la'amayro damino. Right? We only invoke sodom and amor. So what was it? Was it sodom? Right? In the world. Right, if you ask, what were the cities that were destroyed? Right, you ask a guy on the street, Sodom and Gomorrah. Right, that's what they're going to say. They know, but they never heard of Adma and Tzvayim, and they may be right. That's what it says in Yeshaya. That's what it says elsewhere in this week's parasha. But in Nitzavim, not in the parasha, it says Sodom and Gomorrah, Adma, Utzvayim. What? It says Kema Pechas Demar Azam Asher Hafach Hashem. That's another pasuk, right? Okay.
My question is, how come Lot had the pull that Zohar was not destroyed?
Okay, we could ask that also. Why was Zohar not destroyed? Haloi Mitzar, it's small. So what? Small. It's big. It's medium sized. Who cares?
It was the last one.
It's the last one. It's the last city, so it didn't have as many averus. I mean, that's the reason. Because it's small. Tzaira is small. Who cares if it's small? And then, very interesting, if you look in the beginning of Parak Yates, the Torah says, Veloit Yoshev Bishar Sodom. Loit was living in the gate of the Sodom. Yeah, who cares? Let's say he was living in a cave. It makes a difference to the story. I need to know what his address. Well, why don't you give me a zip code also? He was living in the gate of Sodom. Yeah, and what's his mailbox number? I don't need to know this. Who cares if he's in the gate of Sodom?
His influence by whom he's around.
Yeah, so say he lived in Sodom. I need to know he lived in the gate, and let's say he lived in a skyscraper or an apartment building. What do I need to know where he lived?
Yoshev Bishar. Okay.
Yeah. Was he a Republican, a Democrat? We don't need to know all the information, right? The Torah only gives us essential information. Why do I need to know he lived Bishar Sodom? Okay. Also, very interesting, look in Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Pasuk says, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chav Gimel. The Pasuk says, Hashem Esh Yatza Al Aretz. It was Netzach Amo. Who cares? Yeah, let's say it was Mishayakir. Let's say it was, after Zman Krishna. I need to know it was Hashem Mishayas Al Arts. And then a few psukim earlier, in Pasuk Tezvav, Uchamai Hashachar Allah. It was Alois Hashachar. Mm-hmm. Who cares? All the extraneous information. Now, I need to know exactly what time. Was it the Grozman or the Magen Avram? I mean, I need to know that first it was a Chumay HaShachar Allah, and later on it was Hashem HaShiyotza Allah Oretz. Okay. Says the Rambam. Let's see. Says the Rambam. The Rambam tells us a very interesting idea. Veheich din ir hanidachas. Yeah, well, hopefully, you know, the East Coast will not become this. But heich din ir hanidachas. What is an ir hanidachas? Right? Bizman sheteru yale asois ir hanidachas. When a city is worthy to become an ir hanidachas. Bezdin hagadol sholchin v'darshin v'chaykrin. The bezdin hagadol. Not your bezdin of 3. Not your bezdin of 23. You need a bezdin of 71. The bezdin hagadol sends. V'darshin, they expound. V'chaykrin, they investigate. Ad sheyadu b'raya b'ru. Until they know clearly. Shehudcha kalir. That the entire city has been diverted from their belief. Ayruba, or most of it. V'chazul abadazar. And they have deviated to abadazar. So now that Bezin took a poll, they took a Gallup poll, and right now the poll has them at 61% of the people in the city serving Avodah Zarah. Achar kach, possibly, yeah, I'm not sure. Achar kach, sholchim lahem shnei talmid chachamim. Afterwards, says the Rambam, you send 2 talmid chachamim lehazir oisan to warn them. Ulahach ziran, and to let them, you know, warn them to do tshuva. Im chazu v'asu tshuva mutav. If they do tshuva, everything is good. Now, the Rambam doesn't mean everything is good. Because the halacha is, what if somebody kills someone, and as we're about to kill the guy, he says, Ana Hashem, chatasi avisi pashati lefanecha. What do we do to him? We kill him. Tshuva. That's between him and God. But tshuva doesn't help for Bezin Shalmata. So when the Rambam says, if he does tshuva, things are good, it means the city does not have this din of an ir hanidachas, which means then we judge each person individually as an oved avodah zarah, and how will we kill them? Skila. But if they don't do tshuva, and the majority of the city served avodah zarah, then it has a din of ir hanidachas. What's the din of ir hanidachas? Hereg, we chop off their heads, we burn down the city, we kill even the wives of the people who served avodah zarah, we kill the children of the people who served avodah zarah, and we burn down the entire city and all the possessions. And even the tzaddikim, who did not serve avodah zarah, their possessions are also destroyed. But if the people do tshuva, then we judge each person individually. That's what the Rambam means. Bim amdu b'ivalta, but if these people do not do tshuva, Bezdin mitzuvin l'chol Yisrael lalos aleihem. Bezdin commands the entire Jewish people to gang up against the city, l'tzaver for war, v'hein sarin aleihem, and they siege against them, v'archin imam l'chama ad shetibakar er, until they destroy the whole city. Says the Ravid, when did the Rambam become such a liberal that we offer people the chance to do tshuva? Where did that come from? We give nidachas. They've been cast away. They've nidach. They've fallen away. There is a term. What's the term for nidachas?
Forsaken.
There's a better term. Come to me. Okay, but the Rambam wants to know. Look what he says. The Rambam says,
relinquished.
We send 2 talmid chachamim to warn them to do tshuva. I mean, what? Where did the Rambam get this from? Well, all of a sudden, the Rambam like made up a halacha that after the majority of the city served avodah zarah, we send 2 darshanim to the city. Yeah. You know, we get 2 good, really fiery speakers, and they tell the people to do tshuva. And if they do tshuva, I mean, where does this come from? 2 talmid chachamim.
Yonah Hashem did it.
Where do we get this from? Says the Ravid, Omer Avram, Toiv HaDover Shetelam Shuva. It's beautiful. It's imamish. You know, very, very shame that the Rambam saying these usual. Ava loy matzasi tshuva mayalas acha hasrava ma'isa. We don't find anywhere in Shas that tshuva helps after they were, right? They were warned not to serve Avodah Zarah, right? They were warned. They served Avodah Zarah. So now they're going to do tshuva? Great, they could do tshuva. Where'd the Rambam get this from?
How about Yonah?
Nineveh was Ir HaNidachas. They served Avodah Zarah. They served Avodah Zarah. Who says? Geneva. Geneva, right? Yeah. So where does the Rambam get? The Ravid said, I scoured every blot in Shas, every Bavli, every Yushalmi. There is no makar anywhere that we offer the chance to do tshuva to the Ani Dachas. Not only that, I looked in the Sifri, I looked in the Sifra, I looked in Medrash Rabbah, Medrash Tanchuma, I looked in the Zohar. There is no source anywhere that we offer the Ani Dachas opportunity to do tshuva.
It's in a Rashi, because Hashem said, oh, let me go down, I'm going to check what's going on.
Okay. So Hashem, right, but that's what the Rav, that everyone agrees to. The Bezin, before they proclaim Irani Dachas, the Bezin has to be certain that they serve Avodah Zarah. That's what Hashem's doing. Vashem, right? That was pointing out something very good. By the way, what does Rashi say on the word Vashem? Vashem komakam shenemar Vashem. It's Hashem u Bezdinai. It's God and His Bezin. Because we learn from here that in order for the Bezin HaGadol to carry out something, they have to have first-hand information. Fine. But where is there any makar anywhere that two Talmid Chachamim are sent to a city to offer them the opportunity to do tshuva? Comes along the Ragged Shaver, right? By the way, if you want to know about the Ragged Shaver, you could ask Rabbi Savitsky.
Savitsky's father was
known as one of the biggest Bekiyim in Yerushalmi in the generation. When he came to Lakewood, they let him give shir in Lakewood Yeshiva. He wrote many volumes on Yerushalmi. So Rabbi Savitsky's father. And the Ragged Shaver, there were Gedolei Olam the Ragged Shaver would not look at. He would not even look at them. And with his Rabbi, the Rabbi Savitsky's father, he has an entire volume of Shas correspondence between Rabbi Savitsky's father and the Ragged Shaver called Ner Avram. But in any event,
also Rabbi Teitzer is very close to Rabbi Shaver.
Who wouldn't look at what?
The Ragged Shaver, you know, he did not suffer fools. Not only that, he would not even Gedolei Olam. He would not even look at them. So you had to be on an extremely high level of scholarship for the Ragged Shaver even to be gairus you, let alone correspond with you.
Well, I heard he was considered, even though he wasn't living together, they were in Minsk, the Talmud Mufak of the Ragged Shaver. He had that reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
And what was it?
Yeah.
I was supposed to learn with him. So.
Yeah?
I did, yeah. He's got his shurim and Chai Odom in Boston. Yeah.
So the Ragged Shaver says the following. Ravid, yeah. There's no source in Bavli, there's no source in Yushalmi, Sifra, Sifri, Mechota. But you forgot about Targum Unklus in this week's Parsha. Targum Unklus in this week's Parsha. So first thing the Ragged Shaver does is he proves that Sodom had the status of Ir HaNidachas. How do we know Sodom had the status of Ir HaNidachas? It's a Gemara, it's a Yushalmi in Sanhedrin. Take a look at number 6. Okay? Yushalmi in Sanhedrin. Amar Rish Lakish. The Gemara is making a kavachim. Ma im nechasim she'ein b'hem das loy l'tov loy ra. If money has no das. As much as people think money has no das loy l'tov loy ra. Can't choose good, can't choose bad. But if the money, if the possessions were the cause of someone living in a city, what do we do to the person's possessions? We destroy the possessions, right? Because they caused tzaddikim to live with Hashem. Amra Taira, the Torah says, Sheyisrafu, that the possessions need to be burnt. Hameskavin lahatar says, Chaverai, someone who has in mind to turn his friend, Umateu miderach toiv l'derach ra, and he turns him from the good path to the bad path, alachas kam v'kam. In other words, if even money, which is not really responsible for anybody living anywhere, it doesn't have any das, right? But if somebody chose to live in a certain location because of money, so then what do we do to that money if a city is deemed to be Ir HaNidachas? We destroy the money? So can you imagine the punishment of somebody who actively entices someone to go off the darach? The punishment is terrible. Says the Gemara, what's the source of this? What's the source that we will destroy the money of a city of an Ir HaNidachas? Amarab Lazer, Maychiach B'davar B'Light. The proof is light. Shalayashav V'Stoyim Elab M'nei Mamayne. The only reason Loi lived in Sodom is he liked the suburban area. Afhu Yatzav Yadav Arosh. And when he left, Loi left, but with his hands on his head, not his hands in his pocket. You know why? Because his pocket was empty. All of his possessions were destroyed in the city of Sodom. Hadahu Dechsiv, Maher Himaleit Shama, Dayecha Shama Malas Navshcha. Be happy you escaped with your skin. So the Gemara, the Yushalmi, is clearly saying that Sodom had the status of Ir HaNidachas. And the Gemara is proving that if a tzaddik who didn't serve Avodah Zarah gets to leave the city, you know, with his skin, but his money is still destroyed, what's the proof? Light. So the Yushalmi is clearly learning that Sodom was Ir HaNidachas. No question, right? Explicit proof. Open proof. Well, he wasn't tzaddik, but we don't find that he served Avodah Zarah, and he was able to be saved. Ah. Says the Ragged Shaver, take a look at Targum Unklus. Look at number 4. This is in Parak Yod Ches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Okay? Parak Yod Ches, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Take a look. Vayoy Mary Love. Yeah, take a look. Yod Ches Chaf Aleph. Erdana! Look in, right? Take a look. Chaf Aleph. Iskalichan. I'm going to go down. Ve'era. I'm going to see. Haketzaka sahaba ilai asu kala be'imloi eda'a. Literally that means, God says, I'm going to go down and see whether they deserve to be punished. Be'imloi. And if not eda'a, I'll know what to do. Says the Targum. Look at this. Iskalichan. I'm going to go down. The Edon, and I'm going to judge them. Hachi kevultahain are the complaints. De'alas l'kadamai that come before me. Avadu, did they do them? Then ebenim han gemer, then I'll destroy them. Ve'im ta'ivin. But if they do tshuva, la espera, I will not pay them back. I will not take revenge. So the Targum Unklus is saying that when it comes to Ir HaNidachas, now how do we know it's Ir HaNidachas? That's the Yishami and Sanhedrin. The Targum Unklus is saying, if they do tshuva, I'm not going to punish them like an Ir HaNidachas. Says the Ragged Shaver.
Where does he get that from?
The Rambam, Targum Unklus is Misinai. Says the Ragged Shaver, the Rambam source is not Bavli. The Rambam source is not Yishami. The Rambam source is not Mechilta. The Rambam source is Targum Unklus in this week's parasha. So where do the two Tami Chacham come from? And who offered the city of Sodom the opportunity to do tshuva? Two Malachi Hasharis. These are the two Tamidei Chachamim that need to be sent to the city to give them the opportunity to do tshuva. Look at number 3, says it's Safnas Paneach. Mikan Lamad Rabbeinu Harambam Zal Behuchas Avodah Zarah Gabe Ir HaNidachas Detchila Masim Behem L'tshuva. We give them the opportunity to do tshuva. Im Asu Tshuva. They're not off the hook. Right? Az oisam sha'av davar zin eskal. And then those who serve davar zin will get skila. Ushar, but the women, the children, and the actual city will not be burnt out. But if they don't do tshuva, it has the status of Ir HaNidachas, will chop off everyone's head, and will burn down the city. Okay? So it's an amazing thing, right? Where the Rambam, according to the Ragged Shaver, the makar of the Rambam is Targum Unklus. Right? That's an amazing thing. The Rambam is deriving an entire halacha that has no other source other than Targum Unklus. So let's take it a little further. Why did the Ribbono Shel Olam come to Avraham? If you remember, God comes to Avraham Avinu, and he's interrupted. Right? In other words, Hashem comes to Avraham, Vayero I love Hashem. Hashem's coming to Avraham. But then Hashem is interrupted by who? The Malachim. And what does Hashem say to, what does Avraham say to Hashem? Bayoimar, Adoy Shem al Nosavar. You wait here, Hashem, until I'm finished. Says the Shal Shachuas Ben Yishlamai, right? And Mr. Nathan, I think this is what you're trying to say before. God came to Avraham originally to be a Dayan on the case of Sodom. Yeah? To be a Dayan on the case of Sodom. The only thing is, the case had to be, right, what's the word? You take a break in the case. Right?
Adjourned.
Right?
Adjourned.
Yeah, right? Adjourned. They called a recess for a few minutes until while the Malachim were there. But Hashem came to Avram Be'ikr to discuss what to do with Sodom. That's why as soon as Malachim leave, what happened? Hashem says, Oy, hamchas ani me Avram, isa shani oiseh? Am I going to hide it from Avram? That's why Hashem came. So Avram wanted to stand. Hashem said, sit! You're a Dayan over here. You're a Dayan. This will be the model. This will be the paradigm of what the Beis Din looks like. The Dayanim are sitting and I'm standing. Because primarily God came to Avraham that Avraham should be a Dayan. Look at number 10. The Shas Tshuva is Binyan Shloimei of Reb Shloimei HaKoyin Mivilna. Maybe because someone could go into the bag over there and get some new batteries. Reb Shloimei HaKoyin Mivilna points out, look at number 10. V'chi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bo'i Lov L'din. The problem is, why is Rashi saying, why do Chazal say that Hashem is hinting to Avram the way a court case should look like? Hashem didn't come to him. Hashem came to visit him. Ma'inyan din lakan. Ah, achin amar agon, Reb Shloimei HaKoyin Mivilna. Rav Shlomo HaKohen Mivilna says the name of his father. Pshitus ha'inyan mashma, the truth is, the simple meaning of the psukim are Shakadosh Baruch Hu ba'elav l'haydiyah sharoitz alas is din b'stoim. The primary reason God came is to judge the city of Sodom. Because the pasuk says, right after Avraham accompanied the malachim, what did Hashem say? Hashem Amar, Hamachas ani me Avraham, Eis Asher ani Yosef. Am I going to hide from Avraham? What I'm about to do? Hashem was teaching a halacha that gedoy la'achnas
esorchem.
He's in the middle of a court case. Because Hashem wanted to take the son out, so Avram shouldn't be bothered.
He went Avram
because he's healing. And then he wanted, Avram was bizarre, he wanted guests.
So he could have said, okay, Avram, let's wait a couple of minutes. I'll bring you some guests. We have to decide this court case.
We learn out very important halachas. We learn from here, G'day la'achnasas ochem, yoysem me'ekpas m'nei hashchina, yoysem me'ashkonsus medesh. Chafetz Chaim says, halach l'maisa, if you're about to go to shul, and you have an important guest, that you can't just tell someone else to greet. It's more important to greet your guest than to go out to shul. Halach l'maisa. We learn out halachas from here. But, so he says, the simple meaning why God came to Avram and said, "Tell me about Sodom." Elam itoich shetake about the malachim because malachim interrupted him. Didn't like Hashem Baruch Hu ad shehichnas as ha'archem k'may shabikish Avram. Hashem waited for him like Avram asked. Ado Hashem al nas Avram yal avdecha. Like Rashi says that Avram was asking the Ribbono Shel Olam to wait for him. Uvezem yushav. Now we understand. She Avram bikish laman mnei kfar hashchina. Avram wanted to stand. So what does Hashem say? No. You sit, and this will be the paradigm of what a court case looks like. Okay, very interesting. So now we understand a little bit. Avraham Avinu was a dayan over here. Now we understand what you pointed out before. The pasuk says, Rashi, look, Yotes Chav Dalet. Rashi, Yotes Chav Dalet, the pasuk says, yeah? Vashem Himter Al Sadaim. What does Rashi say? Vashem, Komokim Shinemer, Vashem. It's who Best Dinai? God and his Best Din. Why did we need God in his Bezdin? Because to destroy Ir HaNidachas, you need what? Bezdin HaGadol. Not any Bezdin. You need Bezdin HaGadol. That's why it makes a point of the fact it's Vashem, right? Himter al Sodom. Not every time that punishment happens in this world does the pasuk say Vashem. Why does it say Vashem? You need the halachic status of Bezdin HaGadol. Yeah, but you need the great Sanhedrin. You need the Bezdin HaGadol. Now, very interesting. In order for a city to be an Ir HaNidachas, how many people have to be living in the city? You need a minimum of 100. You need 100 people. If you take a look, in Sanhedrin, Tezvav and Beis, number 13, the Tanya, Ad Kama Oysen Ir HaNidachas, Miyud Ad Kuf, 10 to 100, Dibre Rav Yoshia, Rav Yonasan Omar, Rav Yonasan says, and this is how we paskin, Mikuf Yad Ruba Shol Shevet. You need minimum 100. You need 100. Yeah? Says the Ragachavar, very interesting. We find throughout Shas that whenever you need a certain number of people, there's always a suffix. What if you have mechza al mechza? What if you have mechza al mechza, 50-50? For example, it's Gemara in Chulin, Gemara in Psachim, a Mishnah Machshirin, in Negaim, okay? In Gittin, the Ragachavar says, v'kama makaymes ein misma. There are innumerable amount of places. What the din would be by mechza al mechza. Now, why is it such a controversy that we don't know what to do when it's 50-50? The Ragel Chavar says, because the Torah speaks about normal cases. Most cases, you either have a roiv or you don't have a roiv. 50-50 is very unlikely. So Avram Avinu is really the first one to push the button. God, what if they're 50 tzaddikim? What's the halacha by mechza al mechza? So Hashem said, don't worry about it. There aren't 50 today. Hashem was non-committal to this lamda shishayla. If you have metzah, amnes, Hashem says, you know, when we have 50, then we'll talk about it. Then we could clear the chakira. But right now we don't have 50. Says the Ragat Shavar, by the way, to now take a look. Now this is amazing. Perak Yotes, Pasuk Chaf Dalet. Ba'Hashem himtir al Sidoim v'al Amor. Like we pointed out earlier, when it comes to the fire, the gofres va'esh, Sidoim and Amora. And then the next pasuk says, Ba'yafich es Armael, v'yis kalakika. All the cities were overturned. Now look in Pasuk Chaf Tes. Ba'yi b'shachis Elohim es Arayakika, v'yisko Elohim es Abraham, v'yishalach es Loit mitaycha afecha. Why is it that in Pasuk Chav Dalet, it's Vashem? Bezdin HaGadol. And in Pasuk Chav says, it's Elohim. Elohim is just a regular Dayan. What happened? Says the Ragat Shavar, this is amazing. How many cities are you allowed to make Eir HaNidachas? Let's say, you know, the entire world is serving Avodah Zarah. You could just destroy the whole world? No. There's a halacha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, right? Even if you didn't get too far in Sanhedrin, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein oisin ir hanidach." Number 16, "Ein oisin ir hanidachas besfar." You can't make a border city ir hanidachas. What are you going to do? You're going to leave open the border? Can't. No. V'loy shalosh. You can't make three cities ir hanidachas. Avol oisin achas Hashem. You can do one or two. So what do you do with the other cities? What's the halacha of ir hanidachas? First, you raise the city, right? You turn it over. And then you burn it down. So what the Mishnah is saying is you don't burn down more than two cities. So you still turn them over. You still raise them. Says the Ragat Shavar, halachically speaking, you're only allowed to make two cities Eir HaNidachas. You're only allowed to burn down two cities. How many cities were burnt down? Vashem, Himtir, Al-Sidoim, V'Al-Amayra, and that is it. Only two cities were burnt down. Why? Because you can't make more than two cities Eir HaNidachas. That's why only Sodom and Amora are mentioned in reference to Gofres Va'esh. It's amazing. Only two cities are mentioned regarding Gofres and Esh. And that's why by Sodom and Amora it says Vashem. Because halachically you could only make two cities Eir HaNidachas and you only need a Bezen Agadah for two of the cities. But the other cities, they were still overturned. But for them, you don't need the Bezdin HaGadol. That's why for the other cities, it doesn't say Hashem burnt them down. It doesn't say Vashem. It only says Elohim. That is why, says the Ragat Shavar, this is pointed out in the footnotes on the Ragat Shavar, by the footnotes of the Ragat Shavar, a comprehensive work was done on the Ragat Shavar by, I believe, Rav Menachem Kashar. And he writes in the footnotes on the Ragat Shavar, number 15, he points out in Parshas Nitzavim, it says, "Kema'apechas Sidoim va'amoira ad motzvayim." When it comes to the ma'apecha, they're all mentioned. When it comes to the overturning of the cities, they're all mentioned. Because you could overturn all the cities. It's only when it comes to burning them down, therefore, right, you need the Bezen HaGadol, and you can only do two. You can only do two. Now listen to this. When it comes to killing people, for a Bezdin to kill people, what time of day could Bezdin kill people? Day. Alois HaShachar or Netzachama? You need Netzachama. It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Ragat Shavar. Look at number 18. HaShemesh Yatzah La'aretz. When the sun came out. Next pasuk, Hashem Himter HaSadayim. Then Hashem could kill the city. But in pasuk Kesvav, Uchumay HaShachar Allah at Alois HaShachar, the city was starting to be raised already. Light had to get out. It's an amazing thing. Regarding the official status of Eir HaNidachas killing people, you need HaShemesh Yatzah La'aretz. And the Gemara says, why? Because the Pasuk says, V'hoika Oysam LaShem Neged HaShemesh. That's why it says HaShemesh Yatzah La'aretz. But when it comes to the raising of the cities, you need what? All you need is Uchumay HaShachar Allah. Says the Ragat Shavar, listen to this. Why were lights, where am I up to now?
No, we're in the dock and you're reading.
Number 19. The daughters of light, they were big, you know, big tzaddikim. They were tzaddikas.
No, they meant well.
Did they serve Avodah Zarah or did they not serve Avodah Zarah?
No.
We don't find anywhere that they were tzaddikim.
But they were saved.
Why were they saved? Says the Rugged Shomer. Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph. Where did Light live? He didn't live in the city. He lived in the wall. What's halacha if you live in the wall? You could be mitzarif if you're a tzaddik to save the city, but you're not destroyed with the rest of the city. That is why the daughters of Light were saved. Because V'Light Yoshev B'Shar Sadaim. This is not just telling me, by the way, you know his address was, we don't care about his address. It's telling you halachically. Look at number 19, Aleph. V'Light Yoshev B'Shar Sadaim. Ratzalaymar Din Afgaminam Hu B'Chalab B'nei Eir. Is he part of the city? And look all the way at the end of Aleph. Lekach Nisharu Habano Shahayu B'Bayis. That's why the daughters who were in the house were saved. Avol Nashim Shahayu B'Yer Narago. But the other daughters who, the other women who were in the city, they were killed.
Rabbi
Yocheved,
she came down
with Mitzrayim. Gave birth Bein
Achaymais. Right, so she was part of, Egypt, or was she part of...
Okay, she was a boarder, right? Her child, who was born? Yocheved was Nolad Bein Achaymais. That's why some Rishonim count her among the 70, some don't count her. Okay. Then the Rugged Shomer points out another thing. It may not work out with what we just said. And that is, if you look in Perek, Yotes, Pasuk Yodalad, the Malachim come to Light. Vayitzit, right? Vayitzit Light, Vayidar B'chasset, 1 second. Pasuk Yodbeis. Vayomu Anoshim Aloit. Oid mi l'chapai. Who else do you have? Chasan, Banecha, Bnei Secha, B'chal HaShel L'cha Be'ir, Hoitzim Nakam. Who else do you got? Right? Take out your everything you have. Right? All your relatives. Why? Did they serve Avodah Zarah? Probably. So why take them out? Says the Rugged Shomer, this is my makar for the halacha, that even though we kill all the Avodah Zarah, anyone who escapes the city before we're done the city is saved. How do we know this? Because Malachim say to Light, get out anyone you can before the din is performed. Why did Light go to Tsayara? Right? Why did he go to Haloi Mitzar? It's small. Says Light, there are less than 100 people here. Can't carry out the din of Yerani Dachas. It's halachic loophole. They don't have to say like Rashi, it was settled, you know, 1 year before the others, and therefore there were less Avera. It's very passionate. You cannot perform it. It's small. Haloi Mitzar. It's small. Not the Averos were small. The city is small. Right? That's what the Rugged Shomer says. Okay.
And then, if that's the case, why was it slated to be destroyed?
For officially, it did the same Averos as the Yerani Dachas, but Lamaisa, it had this legal loophole. It had a legal loophole. Right. And those that served would have been killed. Correct. Says the Rugged Shomer, one last thing, that ultimately, Sodom is going to have some kind of correction. It's not hopeless. How do I know this? Because even though the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, look at number 23, that the Anshei Sodom, they have no share in the world to come. Right? Anshei Sodom ein lahem chelek l'olam haba, shenemar v'anshei Sodom ra'am v'chatam l'Hashem ma'od, ra'am is olam hazeh, adam haba, aval oim din b'din. They will be resurrected, and they will be punished, and their sin will be corrected. Which ultimately means that there is some element of hope for those evil people of Sodom. How do we understand that? After all, this is the city that has veered off and served Avodah Zarah. Says the Rugged Shomer, think of this Ir HaNidachas in the following sense. Now this is amazing. He quotes a Gemara in Menachas. Listen to this Gemara. The Gemara in Menachas wants to know, we know when you bring a carbon mincha, it's not on the sheet. You take off the kaimetz, right? You grab the fistful of flour, you take off the kaimetz. What do you do with the, right? What do you do, excuse me, you take a kaimetz, right? You take a fistful. What do you do with that fistful? You burn it. Once you burn the kaimetz ha-mincha, what could you do with the rest of the mincha? You could eat it. Says the Gemara, when are you allowed to eat the rest of the mincha? Well, we know you have to burn the kaimetz. How much of the kaimetz has to be on fire for you to be able to eat the rest of it? Says the Gemara, when most of the kaimetz is on fire, then you could eat the rest of the mincha. So the Gemara says on Chafavam Beis Menachas, how do you know this? So the Gemara says, we know it from Light. Because the city of Sodom was like a carbon mincha. The city that was burnt was the kaimetz. Light was The Shirayim. It's a Gemara. When was light escaped? The pasuk says, "V'hinei ala kitar ha'aretz kekitar hakivshan." The smoke went up like the smoke of a furnace. When does the smoke of a furnace start to go up? When most of the furnace is on fire. So too, when most of the kaimetz is on fire, you could eat the shirayim. Says the Ragusha, what do you see from here? That the Gemara understands the burning of the city of Sodom as the burning of a carbon mincha. Which means that this is not viewed as God is destroying the city as a punishment, as an utter destruction of the city. It's kapara. It's for its ultimate rectification. It's a tikkun for the city. Right? No one would ever say, we're burning the kaimetz of a mincha because we can't stand that mincha. We want to beat it. We want to destroy it. No. We burn the mincha as kapara, and that permits the rest of the mincha. So too, God wasn't burning down Sodom as a mean, cruel punishment. He was burning Sodom for a tikkun, to correct and rectify the city. So that's why light was ultimately saved. Light is the mincha. And that's why the Ragachover points out, look at number 22, the Taisus in Masechta Sanhedrin says that the people of an Anshe Ir HaNidachas who are killed will eventually have some share in the world to come. Says the Ragachover, now we understand why La'asid Lavai, there's a nevuah in Sefer Yechezkel. The Yechezkel comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he sees, this is in Yechezkel, Parak Mem Zayin, he sees water coming out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim and it's headed toward the Yam HaMelech, and ultimately the salty waters of the Yam HaMelech will become sweetened from the river of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's a nevuah in Yechezkel. So the Rabbi Shabbat says, how do we understand that? In this context of what we learned today, that the destruction of Sodom was not a cruel punishment. It was to rectify them. It was ultimately to give them tikkunos, to correct them. That's why Sodom will have a degree of tikkun in that the waters of the Kodesh HaKadoshim will sweeten the salty waters of the Yam HaMelech, and Sodom will have its ultimate tikkun, all in the context of what we learned today, that what happens to Sodom was the din of Anshe Ir HaNidachas. The two malachim were two Tamidei Chachamim. The opportunity to give them tshuva is the source of the Rambam that you give the Anshe Ir HaNidachas the opportunity to do tshuva. That is why only Sodom and Amora were burnt, the other cities were overturned. That is why Lot was able to escape to Tzoyar. That is why we learn out from Avram Avinu sitting that Dayanim sit. All of these various halachas. That's why we need to know that Lot lived in Shas Sodom. That's why we need to know that the other people were able to escape beforehand. All of these various halachas are learned out from what we thought was narrative and story, but actually every single prat we learn out halacha l'maisa. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.